Sparkle by Queen Clue, read by Citrus Java.
Jared has a secret, and it's kind of killing him. Softly. Oh god, he's a Fuji's song. So the thing is, when Jared dumped Sandy, he kind of thought, you know, that there'd be... And then... Danielle... He thought he'd wait, you know? Just a couple of weeks. Long enough that Jensen wouldn't think he was some rebound guy when Jared finally mustered up the courage to... But he didn't. And then next thing he knew, Danielle was there, all gorgeous and perky. And where the hell was she while Jared was with Sandy, huh? They could have both gotten girls out of their system and then spent the rest of their lives having really, really good, knee-buckling, sweaty sex on every flat surface from here to Poughkeepsie. That's what the fangirls said would happen anyway. No Sandy, equal to Jared and Jensen forever. And that wasn't even half the reason they'd broken up. But he still feels a little betrayed by the internet. If only it was a crazy superhero hooker and Jensen an overstressed college student. But no. He's just Jared, and Jensen's dating Danielle, and he seriously hates his life. "Hey," Jensen says, appearing out of nowhere with a script in hand, dirt smeared on his clothes and face from Dean's latest Hell on a Stick. "Got a sec?" Jared forces himself to blink away the misery long enough to flash Jensen a smile. Because, God, it's really hard not to smile at Jensen. "Sure thing. Your trailer or mine."
But Jensen's shaking his head already, brushing past Jared. A lot closer than is strictly necessary.
"Nope.
Impala."
"Oh, great. Only the setting for every third fanfiction in the entire internet." Jared's smile vanishes. But Jensen's back is turned, so it doesn't really matter until he slides into the car and shoots Jared a glance.
"Dude, who killed your baby, unicorn?"
"No one." Jared sighs, folding himself into the passenger seat, and absently wondering why the crew had abandoned this particular set. "Sparkles is just fine." They try the scene a couple times, but Jared's just so out of it he doesn't
even realize Dean has been silent for a full minute and a half.
"What?"
Sorry, man. I didn't... Yeah, I'll do better. Promise. Where were we?"
"I really thought it would help."
"That... Wait, where is it in the..."
"Seeing Danielle."
"Jensen, and it is Jensen," says suddenly, fixing Jared with an unwavering gaze that makes every muscle in Jared's abdomen seize.
"I thought... Fuck, I don't even know."
"I thought it would help me get over this ridiculous crush with some sanity intact. But it's not working, Jared. It's not going away. Or getting any better. And I'm just..." He breaks off with a sigh, knuckles white around the steering wheel, lips pursed tight as he stares at a hole in the knee of his jeans.
"So," Jared says when he can force himself to, even though there's some sort of knot in his vocals, and he can't look at Jensen to save his life.
"So, wait, you have a crush on the girl you're dating, and that's bad?"
"No, dumbass!"
Jensen's voice is so loud, Jared jumps hard enough to smack his head on the roof, and he's still cringing when he turns and Jensen is staring at him like he's grown another head.
"The crush, moron, is on you!"
"Oh."
Something swells so big in Jared's chest it's hard to breathe, and his grin stretches so big it feels like his dimples are going to be permanently embedded in something. "Really?"
Jensen is staring at him, reading his expression, and then in 2 seconds flat he's across the bench seat and crushing Jared against the window with his warm, leather-clad, Dean-scented body, growl whimpering into Jared's mouth as Jared grabs hold
and holds in every way he can. Maybe he's about to get lucky. Lucky in 10 million more ways than one in the front seat of the Impala.
And maybe he's going to go on the internet tonight and laugh while he prints out every third fig for Jensen to read.
And maybe one day he'll buy a superhero costume. The end.